Willard's going to introduce
somebody.
Our videos.
Well, thank you all for coming back this evening for our evening service, and we're looking forward to our missions conference. I failed to mention or to remind you this morning when I made the announcements that next week we are having a potluck for our noon meal, and very important. We need food, right? So I just want to remind you of that. The Garibaldis are going to be here, and the Ootmans are going to be here, and we should have a wonderful time. But if you're going to be here with us, please plan on bringing a hot dish and either a dessert or a salad to share with the others that are here. I mentioned also this morning that we contacted each of our missionaries and asked them if they could not be with us to try and send us a video update of some sort. And we've received something like six or seven of those. And this evening we're gonna share three of those with you. I have no idea what three these are, and I haven't seen them, so it's going to be new to each one of us, but I'm sure they will introduce themselves. And just keep in mind that as they are sharing what they are doing in their part of the world, it's partially what we at Robinson Baptist are doing in that part of the world because of our support for them, and we're just thankful to the Lord for that. And following these videos, if we have some time, Brother Ralph is here with us yet, and if you had something this morning that you wanted to ask him, and you said, man, I wish I would have had the chance to ask him, you're going to have that chance. We're going to ask him to come up afterwards and with some time, and you have some questions for him, he will be willing to share with you also. So sit back, and hopefully these videos will go better than the words to our last song, or the scripture, I should say. Good job reading, Joe, but we're not able to read along with you. So, then after the videos, Ralph will ask you to come up. I'm going to leave this here for you. So.
Hello, Robinson Baptist Church. We are Jonathan and Noella Kleiss, and we are making this video and speaking to you from our front yard, right in front of our house. And we just wanted to take a moment to give you a quick update and say hello, and as well give you some prayer requests that you can continue to remember as you pray for us. It's been a challenging year, to say the least. We've had a lot of difficulties, and definitely seen our share of spiritual battles this year. But we're also very thankful that we've seen some great things happening, especially in terms of spiritual growth on the part of believers in our church. Just to give you a quick example, just here, a little over a week ago, we celebrated a wedding. Of two people in our church, and what's particularly exciting about it is because they're not young people anymore. Both of them are one is in her 50s and the other is 60, and it seems like for many, at least in this culture, it's a strange age to be getting married. But they wanted to do that, and the reason that they wanted to do it was for the sake of showing their desire to obey Jesus and live according to God's design. And so we had an opportunity here with many people present to celebrate the wedding, but as well just to present the gospel. I was able to conduct the ceremony here in our front yard. And most of the people who were in attendance here were unsaved, and so we had the chance to just clearly give the gospel message as part of the the wedding ceremony, and just had a wonderful time afterward of getting to know the people and just enjoying the testimony and the witness of that not we were not only that we not only were able to have, but also are this couple now, this newly married couple. We've had some other exciting things happen. I'm working on, we've been part of starting up a new community center as part of, as well, under the auspices of the local government. And that's allowing us to be able to have a physical place and a location for interaction with the community. It's not strictly a place that belongs to us or is ours, but one in which we've been part of. And allows us as well to just to have opportunities for interaction. It's a cultural center. We hope to be able to eventually as well offer things like Bible studies, Bible courses for the community, and being something that is sponsored as well by the city government also provides a lot of credibility for us to be able to do that. So we're excited about what God's doing here, as we've seen just in terms of opportunities for evangelism, as well as, like I said, the spiritual growth that we've seen on the part of the believers. And we're looking forward to seeing what God will continue to do. I think Noella wants to share some things, prayer requests, and maybe a couple things about the family, so go ahead.
Yeah, just so great to be able to present ourselves to you through this video. Sorry we can't be there in person, but we do thank you for your prayers, for your support, and just being faithful rope holders, so we are truly grateful. Some things that you can continue to pray for would be the spiritual growth for our church family. We are small, but we are, again, are really excited to see that the believers now are taking more initiative and desire for evangelism and different things like that. So pray for us. This is the first fall that might be somewhat reasonably open and normal feeling after with COVID. It's been 3 years since we've been able to function without restrictions during the fall. So we pray that that will continue and that we can be able to have some opportunities that we haven't had in the last couple of years because of the pandemic. You can also be praying for our family. We are in a period of transition. Our children are not so young anymore. We have Samuel, who was back in the States, and he has been there for about a year and a half and is transitioning to adult life and has a full-time job there in the Grand Rapids area, living with grandparents, and is trying to get out on his own in the next few months. So we appreciate your prayers for his continued adjustment. There, Emma has also decided that she is heading towards pursuing a university in the States. So she instead has decided to pursue dual enrollment courses this last year for high school. So that is also a transition from all her schooling in Italian to now in English. So far that is going well, but just pray for the Lord's leading and direction to the right place. And Luca is a junior in high school and is also being homeschooled right now. So we're nearing the cusp of all three of them getting to a point of independence. We just ask for prayers for that, prayers as we parent from a distance, and just that the Lord would clearly direct their paths. So I think the final thing, we could just use some prayer for our financial support as well, as we anticipate returning this next year, that the Lord would provide that as he has been so faithful to do so. And so we are thankful for your part in that and for just being a tremendous support to us. We cannot thank you enough. So I'm going to attach some pictures of some ministry and some singing that from our church congregation, and hope that you enjoy that. Thank you again.
Thanks.
Stiamo su fondamenta sicure, la fede di Cristo, Spirito su, la parola di Dio.
Greetings to you from the campus of Heritage Baptist Bible College and Seminary in Trichy, India. It is exciting to see what God is doing here on the campus of Heritage. The Lord has blessed us with close to 30 acres of land. This school year so far we have 59 students. In a few days of time we will have a few more students joining us, so the total enrollment will be close to 70 students in this academic year. I believe the hope of India is here on the campus. The best way to reach India with the gospel is through training nationals for the ministry. We have students from 9 different states. Our goal is to train and send them back to their villages so that they can establish churches throughout India. Currently, students are living in a temporary pavilion. Our first major project that we have undertaken is the men's dormitory. It is a 15,000 square feet building. In order to complete the second floor, we need 170,000 more. Would you please pray with us that God would provide this fund so that we can complete the second floor and move our students to this dorm before the rainy season? We have a group offering $85,000 matching gift. Would you please pray and consider participating in this exciting opportunity? Thank you for your prayers and financial support towards this ministry. We wouldn't be able to do what we do here without your prayers and financial support. So thank you from the bottom of our hearts for your support. We encourage you to take a trip and see what God is doing here on this campus. Thank you again for your support. Hi, this is Yoxin from the northeastern part of India. This is an opportunity for him to share his experience with Heritage. Yoxin, please go ahead and share.
Well, thank you, sir. It has been a wonderful 2 years of training under faithful man and godly man. I'm glad to be here learning sound doctrines. Well, I'll be graduating next year, I hope. For that, I'm thankful to Dr. Philip and the professor for their contributions in my life. I'm looking forward to minister in my local church in whatever capacities that I can. Naturally, for that, I need your prayer and support to walk continuously in God's plan. Thank you for that.
Well, it's a joy to have Brother Kering. I'm going to ask him to introduce himself so I don't slaughter his name. But I had the privilege of teaching him a couple courses. He has been with Heritage for a few years. Brother Kering, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us where you come from and how long you've been with us and your goals.
Thank you. First of all, I thank God for giving me this precious time. Secondly, I thank our president for this privilege to share my experience with this college. I'm Kering Dopa Rangnamai, and sorry, you can call me Kering. I'm from a small state called Manipur, which is located in the northeastern part of India. And I'm doing my MD final year. This is my 6 years of studies in this Heritage Baptist Bible College and Seminary. Uniquely, I thank our president, professor, and vice president, and also the visiting professors for their exhaustive teachings and illuminating us with an ex gratia heart in this college. Above all, they teach us with love, they teach us the right doctrine, they care for us, and exclusively they provide us quality education. And I love to say that I really love this college. Again, I thank God for He has given me the desire to become a pastor. I really admire and love the qualification of elders given in the Bible. I know and I believe that God is leading me, helping me, preparing me, and also disciplining me through this college to fulfill the desire that God has given me. Before all else, please do remember me in your valuable prayers, that I may love and follow the desire that God has given me. Thank you.
name is Dr. Matt Davis, and I am the CEO of Maranatha Baptist University in Watertown, Wisconsin. I'm here today with one of our faculty members, Dr. Brian Brock. And we are not in Watertown today. In fact, we are on the campus of Heritage Baptist Bible College and Seminary here in Trichyapalli, India. And it is a great thrill for us to be here because 3 years ago, we came to India and visited them on another location that God was giving them at that time just to rent while they were searching for a permanent home. Well, in the last 3 years, God has provided in really a miraculous way, and it reminds us a lot of the miracle of Maranatha, to be honest. And now that we are back here and see this land and see that the buildings are starting to be built and the students are here, it has just been a tremendous blessing to see that vision come to life. Now, I will say that I think the most gratifying thing about being here, even beyond reconnecting with those that we met last time and that are still here faithfully serving faculty and staff and even some of the students, the most gratifying thing is to hear the stories of the young men and women that we met last time who are now faithfully serving the Lord, planting local churches, pastoring, and serving faithfully. That's what Bible College is all about. And Heritage is doing the work, and they are effective. Their faculty are well-trained and well-prepared. They are committed. Their students are serving the Lord now while they're students, and they will be faithful to carry the work here in southern India. So we are enjoying our time here and seeing God's good hand of blessing upon this work. And Dr. Brock has actually been teaching a college class for them in this short period of time.
Yes. Yeah, this is my second college class I've taught. 3 years ago, I taught one on apologetics. This time I taught an upper level and seminary class on ethics. And I didn't just teach the students. And by the way, these students are, this is a full academic program. And so they are here to learn. They are here to be pushed. They are here to be examined. And I didn't just teach the students. I also interacted with them. We did small groups. We got to know them personally. Several of my students are pastors in the area. I met a man today who pastors two churches because a man died, and now he's pastoring two churches in the city of Trichy. And their stories are real, and they are coming here to Heritage to be equipped. We also had the privilege today of, we've seen the campus, we've seen what God is doing, but we saw a future home of a radio station location. And their desire is to train men and women to go out from here and to preach Christ, but also to have this place be a center of gospel witness. And the radio station each day in 10 different languages is going to send out the gospel message. And so right now, this place is much been built, but it is also still a work in progress, and the work is going on. Vision and faith are happening right now. God is doing the work, and I couldn't be more thrilled that we could be here and be a part of what God is doing.
But there's work yet to do, and we have invested, brought our families here, and invested personally in the work. Would you consider what God would have you to do to help them complete the work? They have yet to build the second story to their men's dormitory. The chapel building is constructed. We just had a pastor's conference with 260 people that attended and surpassed everyone's estimates of how many would be here. A tremendous day, but lots to be done yet to finish off that building and many other buildings to build here on the campus master plan. If God would lay it on your heart to invest in this work, these are worthy, good stewards, and they will faithfully put it to work, and I know that God will bless as you respond to his leading. Thank you so much for considering this opportunity. Dr. Ninen is a faithful leader, and I'm so thankful for his valuable friendship over all these years.
This past July, Sports Bible Camp bounced back into action. Every morning, over 60 players and 20 coaches would come to Faith Bible Church to kick off the day with memory verse prizes and a gospel skit. Then the boys headed off to the village court for their basketball skills. and the girls stayed at the church for Bible lessons and small group time. About an hour later, the boys and girls switched locations. The boys returned to church for their Bible lessons and small group time. And the girls would have their skill time at the court. When this was finished, all the players would meet at the court for daily games. At noon, the games would be finished, and we would give the players the verses for the day. They were challenged to memorize the verses and then to go and tell 70 different people in the village the verse of the day. As a result, the players said their verses over 10,000 times during Sports Bible Camp to people who still need to believe in Jesus as their Savior. The week ended with a day of fun and championship games. There were activities and candy for the kids and raffle prizes for the adults. After team pitchers, there were championship games and prizes for all.
I'm also still here. Well, glad you came back. If I would have known, maybe I could have shown you a few more pictures than what you saw this morning. But maybe you have questions about what you saw or heard this morning. You would like to ask something about Germany, about the ministry. I mean, things what often people ask us is, okay, how to explain where to come from. People ask us, so how many believers would there be in Germany? It depends what mission agency you would be asking. Generally speaking, we would say probably somewhere between 2 to 3.5%. Germans in Germany would be probably born again or true believers, or where we would say there's is where we feel that's obvious. Well, on the other part, yet if you take the official numbers, we would still say we would have 60% of German people who would count themselves as Christians. So the state church still plays a big part, even when they lose every year hundreds of thousands of people. So it used to be 70% what the state church would count themselves as Christians. But, yeah. So more and more people are leaving. Yet, it's not the case that Germans are not seeking. I mean, Germans are seeking, generally. They do. There is a big void, they feel. But you see, because of our history, what we have, as I would like to show you these pictures. If you can set them up, I could. But I want to give you also the chance, really, to ask me questions. Is as a land, as a country of the Reformation, and when you look back as a country of the Reformation, I mean, this is also something starting with Martin Luther. Yet, at the 15th century, when you look what the world looked like that day, for me, that is really something that's remarkable. What we say is, so my history teacher, actually, and he got this from Dave Barrett, saying, okay, when you look into how Christian war, or well, the Christian world, what it looked, oh, here we are, okay, great. So, yeah, that is Kaiserslautern. The size of Germany is about what the size of Montana would look like, okay? Yet we do have one-third of the U.S. population that would all need to fit in into the state of Montana, okay? So Kaiserslautern is at the southeast side of of Germany, so close to the French border. Can you go on? Okay, size of Germany, just keep going. Okay. So here you see this was one of the old pictures I was using. When you count that together, Protestants or Lutherans with the Catholic Church, then we would have over 70%. Nowadays, that was 10, 15 years ago. Nowadays, we would say 60% what we have in the church, where maybe 2% are actually attending. So go on. So spiritual facts about Germany, there are a lower percentage of evangelicals than Muslims in Germany right now. And the Muslims are actually, I mean, they're growing, and they're growing kind of fast. The next one. Here, Europe, they call Europe the dark continent. And if you ask Patrick Johnson, I think that many of you might be familiar with him. So he would say, for example, almost every other continent in the future, in the next 30, 40 years, at least Christianity will either grow or stay where it is. Europe is supposed to be the only continent where Christianity will fall or drop. And we are talking about the country of the Reformation here. So in the 15th century, I mean, maybe you can go on here so that I'm not taking here. Maybe are you familiar with the 1040 window? So they're coming out with a new window. They're talking about the 4070 window. That's what they call the dark continent. That is Europe. Okay, let's go on. Yeah, I think we can go on from here. Okay. No, that's actually not what I was looking for. Okay. But maybe we can stop here. Just what I wanted to point out is, I could have better prepared, sorry for this, but is in the 15th century, there is the saying that Christian-wise, all what we had in this world, 94% of the Christians worldwide would live in Europe. And when you think about what Christianity looked like at that time in Europe. I mean, the Muslims were just taking over the east church. So many from the East Church actually came to Europe just to find a hiding place, just to be safe. And yet this is one of the reasons why we call this the Dark Middle Ages. Yet when you see what the church looked like, there were hardly anyone who was presenting the gospel, right? So if ever the church or Christianity was close to die out in this world, it was right at that time. It was right at that moment. So, and yet, that was a moment where God started this, I sometimes want to say, great revival. It was not a revival. The Reformation. And that was a miracle. That saved Christianity, actually, here in this world. Now, the reformers didn't have the view so far, really, to go into the world. So first, the first generation, Christianity was just inside Europe. And then the next generation started to spread out and to bring it into the world. And now we have all these places in the world where Christianity is growing, except where it came from. And I think, we should not forget where our roots are from. And even when you get the feeling that God might be displacing Europe, yet God is still working there. And we as Germans, of course, have a passion for Germans or for Germany because we are able to compare it also to the United States. I know when I talk to Americans, they would say, oh, you have no idea what it looks like nowadays here. You're comparing it to what it was 10, 20 years ago, right? And then you say, well, we are going downhill. Yes, true. I do see that too. But yet compared to Europe, I mean, the States, even by Patrick Johnson, you're seeing how Christianity was or is about in the States. He says the 50 years was 90, then in the 90s, 19th century, 1950, 2000, and 2050, the United States is still, compared to all other countries in the world, number one, Christian-wise, by how many Christians are here in the States. This is not what I came up with. This is what Patrick Johnson, as a missiologist, brought about. Just to give you a comparison. So Germany was 1950 second in rank. 2000 went down to place 12, 10 or 12. And now it's down to 13, 14, 15 somewhere. Just to give you an idea. So hopefully that, yeah. So I could have prepared that a little bit better. But anyway, I hope that just conveys in what kind of spiritual condition Germany is.